The Walled Garden at Lingholm, a Peter Rabbit and Squirrel Nutkin story. The sun is shining on the red brick walls of the walled garden at Lingholm. How many sides does the garden wall have? Will you help me count? Well done, 16 walls and 3 gates. Shall we see if we can find any of our friends in the walled garden on this lovely sunny summer day? Oh, look over there! Peter Rabbit's bright blue coat is just visible by the rows of red and green lettuces, and his little fluffy bobtail is peeping out just a tiny bit. Did you hear that commotion? It's coming from over here. Oh, look, the carrot tops seem to be shuffling and shuddering in the vegetable patch. Look carefully. You can just see the twitching whiskers and the little pink nose of Benjamin Bunny. Listen, can you hear him munching and crunching the carrots? Goodness, what was that? Something flew past my eye. It came from up there in that towering pine tree. The one hanging over the wall. Ouch! Oh, that must have hurt. A pine cone has just hit Peter Rabbit on the nose. He looks very surprised and a little bit annoyed. Where's that come from? Well, I might have known. Can you see Squirrel Nutkin up there in the tree? His big bushy red tail is darting around. That naughty squirrel. There he goes again. Peter Rabbit has seen the squirrel. Oh, look at his little fist pointing at the tree. Squirrel Nutkin is not the least bit bothered and is laughing. Can you hear him? It's quite a soft little sound. A bit like a sneeze. What else can you see in the garden? Oh, where are you pointing? Oh, yes, I can see it too. Oh, there's pipe smoke coming out the door of the white glass greenhouse. Let's take a closer look. Oh dear, it's Mr. McGregor watering his plants on this hot day. Those bunnies had better watch out. Surely, he can see all the strange movements amongst his vegetables, courtesy of the bunny family. Uh-oh! He's come to the door of his greenhouse. What's he doing now? Oh, I think he's seen something at the corner of his eye. He's quickly walking towards some moving vegetables, and he's got a pitchfork in his hand, and he's heading towards the cabbage patch. Peter Rabbit, you'd better watch out. Oh, look! That silly rabbit is so busy filling up his tummy with soporific, sleepy lettuce leaves that he has not noticed Mr. McGregor coming straight towards him. No! Mr. McGregor has lifted up his pitchfork. Peter, move! Ouch! That must have hurt. Mr. McGregor has just been hit on the nose by a pine cone. He's turning round to look at the tree and the bunnies are escaping. There is Peter's blue coat and green hat moving very quickly near the cabbages. And you can just see over there near the gate Benjamin's brown coat. Did you hear that? Squirrel Nutkin is laughing. Ha ha! Another pine cone has just landed on the farmer's hat. Mr. McGregor looks very puzzled. He is standing still looking up at the tree. He hasn't seen the squirrel. What's he going to do now? Oh, look. He has turned around and is heading back to his greenhouse. Lucky Peter. Lucky Benjamin. Well done, Squirrel Nutkin. Your naughtiness today has helped Peter and Benjamin Bunny escape from the clutches of Mr. McGregor once again.